Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We are putting another woman at the top of the pedestal where she should be. It's Dr. Alyssa Sproul, double HBCU graduate, Hampton and Meharry Medical College. You can go right now. It's myalistsmiles.com. She is on IG. She is on Facebook. But let's introduce her with a drum roll. Good morning, Dr. Sproul.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
You're an orthodontist because everybody needs their teeth to be straight, right?
We do. We work with children and we work with adults. Everyone needs their teeth to be straight, whether it's a bite issue, an aesthetic issue, a function issue. So it doesn't matter. If you, some people feel like they may be too old, but you're never too old. And usually we start seeing kids around 6.5 to 7 years old.
Wow. Okay. So are the teeth, you know, normally, you know, the DNA, the, you know, the genetics in the family can kind of tell you, you know, what issues or things your kids may have that you had. So if mom had crooked teeth and dad had crooked teeth, is a child normally going to have crooked teeth?
It's hard to say. So it depends on jaws, how the jaws are. So if mom has wide jaws and small teeth, she may have space. And dad may have the total opposite with narrow jaws and big teeth. So the kid could easily get narrow jaws and big teeth, or narrow jaws and small teeth. So it really just depends on the genetic makeup, or it could be a combination of both teeth. Some teeth may be big, some teeth may be small. So it really just depends. That's why we start seeing kids early 6.5, 7 years old, so we can start taking a look and seeing how their jaw relationship aligns together, how their teeth are doing. The ones that are developing still in the bone, and the ones that we can see.
Okay. All right. We'll get into wisdom teeth and all that good stuff later, but are you going to see us as a general dentist? Probably not, because you're not going to do any fillings, are you?
Right. So in my office, we actually do a very thorough exam. We do some x-ray with you. We actually do an exam with myself. We take some photographs. And we take a look and see how your jaw relates to each other, how the teeth relate, and how the function is. Sometimes it is aesthetics, why we do braces on this line, and then sometimes it is for function and need. Any one of those is perfect because it's all about you and what you want to correct and how you want to enhance your smile. We don't do cleanings or fillings here. We usually refer you to some great dentists that we know if you don't have one. But we usually do recommend to keep a dentist on file and usually see your dentist every 6 months while you're getting your orthodontic treatment.
Okay, got it. Because normally when we come, you know, my saying is the only thing you can give your kids is braces and a college education. But,
right.
You know, adults find themselves in that position where they're like middle age, whatever that is to you. And then they get their teeth straightened, but we don't have to get those braces that were way back in the 70s and 80s, do we?
No. So, you know, back in the day, the 70s and 80s, they were huge, huge, huge. They would take up like the whole entire tooth. But now they're actually a lot smaller. In my office, we offer three different types of brackets. We have a clear bracket, which is I love. I mean, it's so translucent. We also have what we call a champagne gold, and that looks really, really great. It comes with a gold wire as well, so it's very, very chic to me. And then we also do have the traditional silver brackets, but they're nowhere near as big as it was back in the 70s.
Oh, my. It's a wonder kids could talk, right?
Right. I don't know how they went through all of that, especially that headgear and stuff. There is some orthodontists that still do headgear. We just don't have you guys wear it at school and stuff like that, you know? But, you know, when you see those shows, those TV shows, like the 70s show, and you see all those brackets and all that headgear, like, braces, you just think horror, you know. But I'm so glad the times have moved along past that. And we have something that's more sleek and aesthetically pleasing while we're fixing your bite.
Because I would imagine that, I've never had braces, so I can't really talk, but I would always assume that the patient that's wearing all of this gear in their mouth, food's getting trapped. Like, we barely brush our teeth and floss when we don't have it, right? So,
Right.
is that an issue?
We do stress the importance. Yes, we stress the importance a lot. And we also go over with you how to brush, how to floss, how to take care of things. I usually recommend a water pick a lot, water and then P-I-K. And what that does is it helps shoot water in spots that is hard to get with brushing. It does not replace brushing or flossing. It's just an addition. So it's like an extra little step. But it feels great. Your gums like it. Most patients love it, especially when they have braces on. But you can use it with braces or without braces.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because one of my friends had to, you know, did all the replacement of the teeth. So now all her teeth are pretty. And her dentist mm-hmm. in another region was saying, you know, those hard toothbrushes should be outlawed because they just kind of tear up the gum.
Yes, you should never. Right. And it's so amazing how they sell them. I said, because no one knows that you should never buy a hard toothbrush. Your goal is to buy a soft toothbrush. And if they don't have any soft toothbrushes, at least get the medium, but never get the hard. It is too abrasive for your gums. It can cause your gums to recede. And once your gums start receding, they don't grow back. And it causes your teeth to be sensitive when your gums recede. So you always, always, always want to buy a soft toothbrush. And usually I suggest if you just can't get a soft toothbrush and you have to get a medium, I suggest to take your thumb and just push the bristles and kind of soften the bristles up a little bit before you start using it. And that's only if you cannot buy a soft toothbrush. It's like none in the store.
Right. Because I was going to go on Amazon and try to find, you know, the Cadillac Cat Daddy soft toothbrush.
Right. Right.
But a water right. pick is the answer.
The water pick is great. You always want to get a soft toothbrush, and then a water pick is a combination of a little bit of brushing and a little bit of flossing, but it's not a replacement. It's just an addition to. So what it helps is those areas that's hard to get with brushing or flossing, it helps shoot water into those areas with the pressure of the water and allows the plaque to come off. Again, it's not a substitution for it. It's just an addition to.
Right, and only brush the teeth you want to keep. Yeah.
Yes, which is all of them. And so what I find is a lot of people rush and they'll brush like 4 or 5 teeth at a time and they're done. They're done brushing in like 20 seconds. Usually you need to brush for at least 2.5 minutes. Usually I say when you have braces on, you should be dressing double that, which is about 4.5 to 5 minutes. You need to take the time because now not only do you have your beautiful teeth you have to brush those beautiful brackets that's on your teeth as well. And so that takes time. But I always tell my patients there's no point in having straight teeth if we have swollen gums, inflamed gums, and a lot of white spots on our teeth. White spots are areas where plaque sits there, and we're not removing it, so it almost starts a cavity, and then it stops. And once you get those white spots on your teeth, they don't go away. And you can get those white spots whether you have braces on or not. And I go through a thorough exam with my patients and show them how to brush because a lot of times we don't show them thoroughly, and that's our job as dentists. Like, that's our foundation is to show you how to brush. And a lot of times we miss the mark, and also the patient missed the mark. And that is so important. I mean, I literally took the time. I sit there, and I help them brush their teeth in the mirror so that they know this is how I brush. This is how. But a lot of people will brush 4 or 5 teeth at a time. They'll be done in 15 seconds. Like, whoa. We got to take a little bit more time.
Right?
It's like only brushing like a quarter of your hair each morning. You know, it just doesn't work. Your hair's not going to lay all day, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And we didn't start, you know, that goes to back to like washing your, like, what is your routine in the morning? You know, you wash your face, but we forget about
exactly.
our neck. You know, the neck
exactly.
gets forgotten. We're not going to forget her this
forgotten.
Morning.
She the back of the neck. My mom was like, make sure you get the back of your neck.
Did you clean your ears?
It's the same thing. Yeah, clean your ears. You know, all those little, especially behind your ears. Don't forget that part. So it's always important that you want to take the time. I mean, you know, grooming is so important. And we don't realize that when we're teenagers. Because those are the teeth that we're going to have into our adulthood, into our late adulthood, into our old age. And that's our goal is to have them to our old age. So we have to take care of them. It's just like our skin, you know, putting on the proper lotion, the proper moisturizer so that we can keep our skin nice and pretty. It's all those same maintenance things. And a lot of times people fall short when it comes to the teeth, but they'll maintain everything else. The skin will be beautiful. Hair will be beautiful. It work out all the time. But your teeth is just as important as all of those things as well.
I know. Because I look at people's smile. It's like if it's bright, and that's the thing these days. We want a bright smile. You're not accepted unless you have a bright smile. So
bright, big, and beautiful. I love big teeth. Big teeth are beautiful. I love big white teeth. I think my teeth are really good, and I've learned to embrace it. But a big, broad smile to me is so beautiful. And it's so inviting and so welcoming, and I had braces when I was in dental school, so I wasn't very confident about my smile. And one of the things I got in dental school, which I'm so appreciative of, was braces. And, I mean, my confidence changed so much. I was more outspoken. I was more assertive because I didn't have the, I guess, the stigmatism of me not liking my smile. And you don't realize how that affects you until it doesn't affect you anymore. And I'm just so appreciative of my orthodontist because, I mean, I think that's how I got to wanted to be at orthodontist was because of that. I wanted to affect people how he affected me. Mm. And so it's just so important to have a great smile, especially if you're on TV, if you want to be a CEO of a company. That's the first thing people see is how well you're groomed. And one of the first things people always notice is your eyes and your smile.
Right.
Your eyes are telling the truth and your smile is supposed to be welcoming. You know, so I'm very appreciative of my experience with it. And that's kind of the experience I want everyone to have.
Changing lives one smile at a time,
yes,
she is.
One smile, one tooth at a time.
Dr. Sproul received the Outstanding Service Award for her dedication to service in Charlotte Mecklenburg school system. Yay for you. And wait a minute.
Oh, thank you.
And a score. Actually, score is where you can go to get mentorship, and you do that for aspiring young women into getting into the world of science and technology. Also, volunteer for Girls on the Run. She does it all. Volunteer of the Year, State of Nevada. So this world of orthodontics affords you the opportunity to make a positive impact in the community, which is admirable.
Absolutely.
Because you're busy. I mean, opening up a practice, having the patients, maintaining the patients, the bedside manner, I think dentists should have it. And you do.
I hope they do.
Exactly. And then to understand that, you know, we got issues. And then when we come to you, sometimes when it's too late, but I'm glad you don't make us feel bad about that. So.
No, I'm here to help. I'm never here to make anyone feel bad about something they're not comfortable with. Some people really just have the fear of the dentist. And you can always tell those patients because they have a little bit of a lot going on and they're very hesitant about going. But I work with a great team of dentists in the area. And so I know, let me send this patient to this dentist. And I think together we can really tackle the anxiety and the fear that they have of the dentist. And I think it all stems back from these movies and shows that just make us look horrible, but it's okay.
Little shop
and everyone,
of hearts.
No one ever wants to get poked. Exactly, exactly. They always make us seem like the bad guys, but we're actually the good guys. We're trying to enhance your smile. And I love working with the community. I'm always involved in the community. I've lived a lot of places. I've lived a lot of states in order to accomplish my passion. And every place I have lived, I've always volunteered in the community. It's so big for me. I love working with young kids. I love working with young girls. I love inspiring the future leaders of tomorrow. Like, I love it. I don't think I had it enough when I was in high school, when I was in college, even in elementary school. I don't remember seeing a lot of young professionals and then also young Black professionals, people that look like me, that sound like me, that have very similar backgrounds as mine. And so I just love being able to be the face of that for someone. And you never know who you inspire. And I just love it. I mean, anything that involves the community and me being able to help, I am there. Whether it's donations, whether it's coming to talk to a school, whether having a student come in and just shadow for the day, I love it. I always inspire them. I talk to them a little bit like I'm their mom. You know, I really try to get them to hone in on what they really want to do and focus on that. Because once you get a path going, it's so much easier. I didn't really have a path. My path was a little jagged. But if I can prevent someone from having the same path I had, then I think I've done my job.
You have done your job, and we all need to do that. We all need to have somebody. Well, find the right person that you know.
Find the right person.
You got to find the right person because otherwise
you
got to
find the right person. You hit the nail on the head. It has to be the right person because everyone is not made to be a mentor. Although some people are super successful. Everyone's not made to be a mentor. I know I had some orthodontists that I was like, oh, I just can't wait to meet them. I can't wait. But when I met them, I said, everyone doesn't have the personality to mentor. And that's fine. I mean, I can still learn and grow from any and everyone, but I just know the boundaries of it. But you have to have someone that links with your personality and that gets you. you know, and that's the key when you want to push right. someone to become a greater them.
Exactly. And these days, I guess some of the main questions people call the office, and we've got to give them the number. What's the number?
Oh, yeah, that is so important. You got to call me. Our number is 704-665-7078, and you can also text us. You can call us, you can email us, you can text us, you can inbox us on Facebook and Instagram. We almost always respond.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, we are here to help.
So that's 704.
Very accessible.
Yeah, 704-665-7078. Because, you know, we write slow. At least exactly. I do.
And it's super easy to remember. So 704-665-7078. Yes. You can also follow us on Instagram. We are @A_ListSmiles. And on Facebook, we are @A_ListSmiles Orthodontics.
And, okay. Got it.
And you can find us. You can inbox us on any of those. Any questions that you have, I am always here to help.
It sounds like it. So I know I've only got you for about 5 more minutes. Women have, you know, things have changed for women in whatever field or industry that we chose since the 1950s. What, you know, since then, and we're in the 2000s. What inspiration can you share with women to just keep on going? And if we chose the wrong career, you know, we get in there and we're like, oh, I don't really like this. Just switch it
right.
up. Just switch it up, right? There's a lot of right. pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. And as women, we don't talk about it a lot, but we do a lot. Mm-hmm. We do a lot, whether it's taking care of our families, taking care of our parents, going to school, working full time, you know, single mothers. People who are helping to raise their siblings or their cousins, children. I know a lot of families like that. Just very blended families these days. And a lot of women, we do not talk about all the things that we do because we don't want to complain, because naturally women, we are nurturers and caregivers and helpers. But it's okay to feel stressed, and it's okay to want to change and make that change, although you have all of that going on. I know plenty of women that used to be engineers and now they're dentists. Or they used to be lawyers and now they're dentists, which is totally different careers.
Wow.
And that means they had to go back to school for a certain amount of time, plus go to dental school. I know women who majored in mass communications in college and now they're principals. So it's definitely a lot of revenues that you can do. And it's never too late to change your career, I believe. I just say that you just want to create a path. You want to continue that path and make sure it's the right place for you. What I suggest, though, if you want to really change your career, do your research to make sure that that career change you want to do is the best interest of you. I would hate for you to go into a new career and it's not what you thought it was going to be. Mm. I always suggest contacting people in that career and just going to shadow. Just see it for a couple of days, a couple of hours, just to see what they do on a day-to-day, because when you read the description of the career versus what you're doing on a day-to-day, it could be two totally different things.
Totally.
And as women, we are strong and we are powerful and we could do anything we put our minds to. I mean, our vice president is a woman. So
right.
there's nothing we can't do. We are built for this. We are made for this. And you just keep going. That's all you need to do.
Right. And so I think more shows like this need to be aired and exposed, because as women, we were programmed to serve and sacrifice and satisfy others. But if we tap into our intuition and our intention and show off our intellect and grow our imagination through our lifetime, we could have a better experience as a woman, right?
Absolutely.
Because most of us have war stories. We didn't serve the country.
Right.
Damn it, we got war stories. How we survived
right.
in the trenches.
How we survived. Right. And I don't think a lot of times people really realize all that we do because we don't talk about it or all that we go through. Some women are taking care of huge households, running businesses, working on the side, and they have health issues, you know, and we don't talk about those things. And I think that more of that should be in the forefront, just to see that all that we do so we can maybe feel a little bit more appreciated. Because we do a lot. Even stay-at-home moms, listen, that's the hardest job I could ever think to sign up for. But I give it to you guys, even the stay-at-home moms, that is a hard job. And I commend them every day for that because that is not easy. That is not something that just comes. Some people, it may come naturally, but it's still not easy. And to sacrifice your career to help be there and raise your children is an amazing, amazing sacrifice. To take care of home is an amazing sacrifice. And I commend them. And I just think that we should talk more as women about how to manage and how to balance all those, because I don't think we talk about it enough. And then we're all trying to be superwoman all the time, and we can't save everything all the time.
Right. I just want to get rid of those three words that the family asks. What's for dinner? And I'm more than dinner.
Well, luckily they have those delivery places. Blue Apron and
yeah, exactly.
But if you're like me, I'm like, you still got to put it in the oven. So
yeah, I want our family to ask us questions like, you know, how do we achieve world peace? You know, how can
exactly?
He,
I have a great answer for that, but for dinner, I have no clue.
If you're just now tuning in, you have got to experience the smile of A-ListSmiles.com with Dr. Alyssa Sproul, now double HBCU graduate, Hampton and Meharry Medical College. She's on Instagram at A_ListSmiles. I think I got that right. Facebook at A-ListSmiles. A-ListSmiles. So what made you come up with that name? And I swear I'm going to let you go. A-List. You got to have
A-List. No problem. So A-List is actually a play on my name, since my name is Alyssa. But also, I wanted an environment that is friendly, inviting, and where you feel like you are important when you walk in the door. Everyone wants to be treated like an A-List celebrity, so that's where A-List Smiles works out.
Wow, that's so nice. And your Instagram is quite entertaining. I love it.
Oh, well, thank you. All right. Appreciate it. We worked really hard on that. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right, call 704-665-7078. And Dr. Alyssa Sproul is the awesome orthodontic. She's an orthodontist, and she can help us in any form or fashion when we need to straighten up. I have kept you long enough. Any shout outs you have this morning? I know that you've got probably a list of folks who inspired you in your career and the nonprofits that you do serve. So I appreciate you for having a very diverse clientele, and folks are multilingual at your office. I love it. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. I just want to say thank you to all the patients, all the patient parents, all of the friends and family that have supported us. We've only been open a year and 3 months, wow. 4 months, I think. So I just wanted to say thank you to all of the people in the background that help with everything that we do daily. My amazing social media expert. We have been striving, and we just try to push the rock forward every day. That's always my thing, is to push the rock forward. And we've been doing it every day. And we just appreciate that even someone has noticed us and see the hard work that we're doing.
Yes. Invisalign forever. You need a cape.
Invisalign for you. You get Invisalign. You get Invisalign. You get Invisalign.
Everybody listening now can get an Invisalign, but you got to get a consultation first. Don't be trying to do
ma'am.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much, and I appreciate your time. Thank you.
No, thank you. I really appreciate it. Anytime. I'm always here.
We're going to take a short break, but guess what? We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.